Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Ordinary People, where we're talking about how God uses ordinary people to accomplish his extraordinary purposes. We looked at a story from 2 Kings 6 and 7. Basically, what's happened is Israel has split into two nations, Israel and now Judah. Israel is their city's capital is Samaria, and the king of Israel is at war with the king of the Syrians, and the Syrians have laid a siege on the city. So they can't go out and make crops. They're not going out to get food. It's dangerous for them to be out because the Syrians have camped near them and are ready to basically kill them. And so the people in the city are safe, but they're dying of starvation, to the point where they're doing horrible things. The king is so angry that he blames Elisha, the prophet of God, and tells him, I'm basically going to kill you. And Elisha says, by this time tomorrow, the whole siege is going to be gone and everyone's going to be eating. That's kind of this, God makes this extraordinary promise through Elisha, the prophet. Here's how it goes about. In chapter 7, verse 3, it says this: Now there were four men who were lepers at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, "We are sitting here until we die. Or why are we sitting here until we die? If we say, let us enter the city, famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we will die also. So now come, let us go over to the camp of the Syrians. If they spare our lives, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall die." So they arose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. People who had leprosy, a very contagious disease where there was no cure back in the day, they would be outside the city or outside the camp of any Israelite. They would sit near the city gates in hopes that people would bring them leftover food or things that they needed. But they're outside the city gates. There's famine in the city, so there's no food. They have a disease that's going to kill them, and they're just sitting there. And they decide, you know what? We ought to just go over to the Syrian camp and maybe beg for food. Maybe they'll kill us. Either way, we're going to die, so we got to do something. And they decide to get up and go over there to the Syrians. So these are just four nameless lepers. And what happens is they go over to the camp and they realize the camp is completely empty. They start, eating all the food and, taking all the wealth, and they realize, we need to go back to the Israelites and tell them what happened. And so they go over there, and it turns out, and they had no idea this was happening, God had caused the sound of great armies to come upon the Syrian camp. And when Elisha had said, by this time tomorrow, you guys are going to be basically set free, evidently, after that, God brought on the sound of this incredible army coming down on the Syrian camp, and the Syrians believed that the Israelites had hired out men from Egypt and other places to basically come down and kill them. So they all ran. They fled for their lives. God did a supernatural miracle, and they caused confusion, and the people ran for their lives and left everything behind, all of their wealth, all of the food. And so these four lepers were the only ones to go over and check it out. And they went back and shared. And so the people were able to get the blessing of God. They received the provision of God supernaturally. And it was these four lepers that God used to make all that happen. God came through with his promise to Elisha. But there's a lesson I think that's important for us. There are times in life where I feel like it's easy to get caught up and do nothing. We think about the things that we're supposed to do, or we think about things that maybe God's put on our heart, but then we start to analyze them in our head and think, well, can I actually handle that? Can I control that? Should I do that? How do I know God's in that? And it's kind of like this paralysis with analysis, right? Or I think I may have phrased that wrong, but we get so caught up in all the possibilities, we actually become paralyzed and we don't do anything at all. I think that's sometimes happened with us. And I think these guys, they took a step. They said, look, we got to do something. They didn't know for sure if God was going to spare them. They weren't sure what God was leading them to do, but they just took a step of faith and went out and checked, and then they saw the provision of God. For us, in that same way, there's just times when we have to take a step of faith. Even when we don't know the answers, even when we don't know exactly how it's going to play out, there are just times we got to take a step of faith. And that can be in any area of your faith, whether it's, sharing with a neighbor, using your gifts to further the kingdom, inviting people to church, whatever it is that God wants us to do. Sometimes we just have to take a step of faith, even if we don't know the answer. God, I pray that you would grow our faith. Help us to see steps that we can take and take them. Help us not to be frozen in fear or frozen with, you know, overanalyzing situations. God, help us just to lean into you and take a step. I pray that in your son's name. Amen. Think about where you're at in that part of your life and talk to God about that before you move on to your next thing. Till next time, God bless.